Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that a great song? I mean, that's my favorite country ballad of all time. Complete unknown guy. From the late 50s, you know, who knows if he did anything else, but if all you ever did in your life was write that song, I'd consider that pretty successful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. You
want to
take one there, too?
Yeah.
Should we answer a couple questions?
Sure.
Or
absolutely.
What's that guitar you're playing there, right? What is that guitar?
Oh, it's an old Sears. It's a silver tone from like the mid-40s catalog guitar. Sears and Roebuck. But I have it on pretty good authority. Usually, this is not a guitar workshop, so I won't go into it too much. Just that Sears didn't make guitars. They just bought guitars from other people, usually Harmony or K, and they just stamp silver tone on it and sell it. But every once in a while, you'll find a Gibson or an Epiphone that like got to the end of the conveyor belt at Epiphone. They were like, this is a piece of crap. It's like, I sell it to Sears, I can have it. So I have the worst Epiphone of all time, because it wouldn't even put their name on it. So I'm pretty sure it's a really bad Epiphone guitar. But I like Sears.
Yes, back up here. Are you in a situation where you sing with the same people all the time?
Yeah.
And is the other harmony singer singing the tenor to the lead vocal?
Usually, yeah.
So that means you're trying to find a baritone part, is that correct?
No, I'm just trying to be a third or fifth part.
Oh, okay.
Or sometimes it's just a lead singer.
Can you hear the part? Is the problem that you can hear it, but you can't sing it, or you're not hearing it? Which is it?
I think I may have to hear it. What's the way to hear it?
One way to do it is to...
Harmony, that's okay. I'm singing harmony.
Do you play an instrument?
Yeah. Sure.
The one way to do that is to find your part on your guitar. And then maybe just practice singing that part along with your guitar. Like, pick the notes out on your instrument.
Just those scale notes.
Yes, exactly.
Well, yes.
Go ahead.
It depends on the chord. It's not always a third.
Right.
But I like that idea of playing it on your guitar, because I think singing harmony is really hard. I used to be really good at it, and then I sang lead for a long time, and I kind of lost some of my harmony skills. It's a very specific skill. There's a lot of lead singers who are rotten harmony singers, and vice versa. But I love the idea of playing on the guitar, because make your harmony another melody instead of like you're listening to the other melody and trying to fit in like that. I mean, that's very important, but it's nice to think of your harmony line as its own melody, and then it makes it singable. And then I think that's a lot easier thing than trying to find your notes. So I think that's a great idea.
Here's a song somebody just requested, and I'll sing it. But this is gonna prove to you what it's like to sing at 10 o'clock in the morning for me, because this song kind of pushes the boundaries of my vocal, and I'll see what happens here. You know what? I'll sing this song in my set later on.